proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspired life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines. Family development initiatives concerned over revelations surrounding the young manufacturing. CSEIFZ concerned over ECZ's handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. Hurricane Melissa devastates Haiti, leaving at least 30 dead and several missing. And Zambia under 17 boys national team has departed Dubai for Doha. And now the news in detail. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia, CSEIFZ, has expressed concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. Forum Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the registration of only 200,080 voters during the phase one is alarmingly low and represents just a small fraction of the eligible population. Ms. Ngoma has urged the ECZ to take the process with the seriousness it deserves, noting that the commission is not adequately prepared to conduct a credible and fair election in 2026.
We also call for an extension of the voter registration exercise until the end of December 2025. Public awareness has been extremely poor. Many Zambians are unaware of where or how to register due to lack of IEC materials. We further appeal to the ECZ Commissioner Chairperson and the Commissioners to take decisive leadership and hold ECZ management accountable. The current state of affairs is unacceptable and demands immediate corrective action. Additionally, we call upon the Ministry of Home Affairs, particularly the Department of National Registration Cards, to release the district level and NRC statistics to ECZ. Withholding such critical data hampers the Commissioner's ability to plan effectively and borders on institutional sabotage.
Family Development Initiatives, FDI, says it is concerned over the revelations surrounding the Young Manufacturing Company Limited in Lusaka. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami has condemned the reported mistreatment of the workers, describing it as inhuman and unacceptable. Mr. Ayami states that no business objective could justify subjecting employees to such degrading conditions, including being locked inside the facility and forced to use buckets as toilets. He has commended the Lusaka City Council and the Ministry of Health for their swift action and urged authorities to ensure full accountability.
Once we applaud the opportunities that come with the various investments that are coming into the country, which include the creation of employment and job opportunities, which then translates into increased household incomes, we want to underscore the fact that in spite of this potential and in spite of this positive, development, the treatment of workers in such a manner undermines all of this good work, that is happening. If we are talking about raising the standards of living of people, it should not just be in terms of income, but also in terms of how generally we are able to protect, their humanity.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has announced that its island rehabilitation project is progressing well through the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development. The council is currently undertaking maintenance and improvement works on roadside islands within the Central Business District. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping and general improvement of islands along major roads such as the Kafue Road and Cairo Road. She says the efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing the city's outlook, improving road safety and promoting a cleaner and more organized urban environment. Ms. Mwamba adds that the council is also installing appropriate road signage to minimize accidents and ensure smoother traffic flow in the city.
The Lusaka City Council is pleased to announce that its island rehabilitation project is progressing well. Through the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development, the council is currently undertaking maintenance and improvement works on roadside islands within the Central Business District, the CBD. The ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping and general improvement of islands along major roads such as Kafue Road and Cairo Road. These efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing city's outlook, improving road safety and promoting a cleaner and more organized urban environment.
Stakeholders in Chinsali District have called for intensified sensitization of the public to the public ahead of the Mchinga Province Constitution Amendment sitting. Basic Teachers Union of Zambia, BETU's Deputy Director, Maclan Schone, says it is important that more publicity on the constitution and amendment process is intensified before the sitting next week. Mr. Schone charged that the general public needs to be equipped with enough information for them to make reasonable submissions through the engagement with the technical committee. He states that the constitution amendment sittings are very important as they give a platform to different stakeholders to make their submissions on the proposed provisions included in the constitution amendment. Mr. Schone further mentions that the district is ready to engage with the technical committee in a bid to understand and make submissions that will make more people-driven and responsive constitution. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator Max Kasabi has urged the people of Western Province and indeed Zambia to participate in the constitution-making process by submitting their views to the Technical Committee on drafting amendments to the Constitution of Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kasabi says he's calling on Zambians, particularly people of Western Province, to find time to submit their views freely to the Technical Committee, which is currently receiving submissions from citizens in Western Province, particularly in Mongo. The West PCT boss went on to say the Constitution is the national document, hence the need for all citizens to be part of the constitution-making process in order to come up with a good constitution that will stand a test of time and outlive us all. This is the One Love Radio News. We take a break, but stay tuned because we have more on the other side.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
In international news, Hurricane Melissa has unleashed catastrophic flooding across Haiti, killing at least 30 people and leaving 20 others missing, according to authorities. Most of the devastations have been reported in the country's southern region, where days of torrential rain triggered deadly landslides and washed away homes and roads.